way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hello.
Hello, Joseph.
Hi. Well, I said hi to the people, and you're saying hi to me.
Yeah. You already said hi to them.
Hi, Carol.
Oh, for the love of God.
Do one of those episodes where you call each other by our names?
Yes, sure.
All right, Carol. All
right. Welcome, everyone, to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with Carol.
And Joseph.
Or Jose.
Jose. Josef. What's been going on? You're thinking too hard.
Yeah. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. It was Halloween. That was going on.
It did happen.
It did. We handed out candy. Not as many trick-or-treaters as we'd hoped, but you know.
10 knocks at the door kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? Which wasn't a lot. We were kind of hoping that.
It left us with a pretty big bowl of candy. So if anybody out there wants some candy, come on down.
Yeah. It's good stuff, too. We didn't buy garbage.
No.
There's Kit Kats and Reese's.
Heck
and
no. I'm not handing out garbage candy.
Hershey's milk chocolate and stuff. It's good stuff. We give out good stuff. But that was fun. Much better Halloween than it was last year. We didn't have a tree fall. Although we might tonight. There's like 45 mile per hour winds going on right now.
It'll be fine.
I'm a little nervous.
Why?
Because the wind scares me. We have giant trees in our house.
And what's around our house. And what happens?
They're going to fall.
And?
Destroy our house and kill us.
Well, let's start our house. No. First of all, we have an attic above us.
Yeah.
So that limb would really have to be crushing down to actually go through two floors of our house to kill us. But
possible.
That's what we have homeowners insurance for.
Right. And life insurance, apparently.
Yeah. We'll be fine.
No, but I was up there
Don't
working
worry,
yesterday.
Don't worry, I'll have you cremated.
Thank you. I was up there in the attic doing some electrical work yesterday,
and
it was really windy then, too. It was a little scary, because you can really hear that wind whipping around when you're up in the attic. Ooh.
You're afraid of weird things.
Yeah, I know.
Wind doesn't scare me. It's super windy right now.
Yeah.
There's like a but I went out for a run in this.
Yeah, you did. And you didn't get blown away.
Nope, I didn't. I felt a little bit like, nee 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 nee. Yep.
Understandable.
I was running down, I'll say Seneca Street, and I was a couple of times hoping limbs didn't fall on me, going to be honest.
It gets sketchy.
The thought did cross my mind.
It's a wee bit sketchy when it's this windy.
That's all right.
That's good.
Not better.
You got your running. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I started what I'm referring to as Jovember.
Which is awesome.
Today. Yeah. So I'm focused on making sure I work out every day, probably more than once. I plan on going to the Y today, but I end up working really late. Hmm. But this morning I did like a core.
So that means you
got
to do like two or three tomorrow, make up for it.
I'm trying to talk here.
Oh, sorry.
This morning I did like a core body weight type thing, which is good. So I'm going to do that every morning. I have there's an app that I set up a specific workout program for me.
Is it called the Jovember?
Jovember, yeah.
Sweet.
So that's the plan. Going to eat better.
Well, good luck.
Get back track on exercise, all that stuff. It's going to be awesome.
Sweet.
Do you ever think that Garth Brooks gets sick of playing Friends in Low Places?
Probably not.
No?
And what would make you even just randomly say that after we're talking about Jovember? That was not a smooth transition.
This is going to be one of those shows because the things that are popping into my head lately are just really random, weird things. Mm-hmm. And that was one of them that hit the other day.
Yeah, but I mean, all like iconic artists have, you know, a song or two that, you know, it's like saying, does Neil Diamond ever get tired of singing Sweet Caroline?
Yes.
I mean, come on, no.
Yes, he does.
No.
He's back there going, all right, it's the encore. Do we have to do this?
No, and just for the record, it's not Caroline, it's Carol Ann.
So anyway, back to Garth. he's got to get sick of playing that. That's probably always
the encore
too, though, right? Same thing. He gets done with the main set, and they go backstage, like, all right, encore time, and he's like, hey, man.
What was his encore when we went to go see him in concert?
Can we just try, like, We Shall Be Free or something like that for the encore this time? And they're like, nah. It's got to be Friends in Low Places.
He's had us a lot of really great songs.
He's all right, yeah. Anyway, I have no idea what his encore was when we saw him. One of them was definitely Friends in Low Places.
I don't know, but he always puts on an incredibly good show. He's not just bad one of those for artists.
A portly old guy.
Yeah.
He's doing all right.
He's just one of those super good guys.
Is he?
Like, you know, as a pert, like when you're like, he's just like a
was
good
he super
person.
Good when he cheated on his wife and with Trisha Yearwood? Super good guy. High class. Awesome dude.
Are we talking about Garth Brooks or you?
Listen, I banged Trisha Yearwood once, okay? That was it. I didn't want to get involved with her. It just happened.
That freaking Trisha Yearwood. I always knew she was a hoe bag.
She was. She did some filthy things to me. Which is part of the, she kind of scared me. So I guess if Garth is into that kind of stuff, she's the girl
for him.
They've
been together for a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poof. A lot of weird butt stuff with that girl.
Okay, enough. You crossed too many lines. Go too far. You've gone too far.
Trisha, if you're listening, it was a great time, but
for
damn.
For the love of God.
This podcast is brought to you by Garth Brooks. Ironically enough.
I wish.
What were you going to say? Yeah, I know.
I think we should probably get some epinephrine. We should probably keep a shot or two in the house.
What are we allergic to that we're concerned about this?
Well, you never really know if you're allergic to something until it happens, right? So, like, for the most part, usually it's something you kind of stumble upon, right?
Right. That first bee sting, you're sweating it like, poof, is my throat going to close up?
Right. Exactly. Should I head for the ER now or?
Yeah.
Right. Bee stings or, like, it could be, like, new medication or, like, just the cold.
Okay, I don't know where you're going with this, but you clearly have an agenda here, so I'll just let it rip, lady.
We've discussed my issues with the cold as I sit here under a quilted flannel blanket.
In a hoodie, in pants, and I'm in shorts and in a t-shirt, right?
Yeah. So, all of that. We know my issues with cold, but I don't feel so bad because there was this man. And he was in Colorado, and he suffered a life-threatening allergic reaction after stepping out of a hot shower. Shower's done. Whip open the curtain. You got that nice cold air rush. He went down, man. Had to rush him to the hospital. He was in anaphylactic shock. He is allergic to cold.
Really?
Kid you not, they had to give him multiple doses of epinephrine the whole nine yards.
Where does he live?
Colorado.
And did he just move there? Was this his like first day there?
Well, it sounds
because it's not a warm state generally. Especially in fall and winter. It's known for skiing and whatnot.
Right? He had hives all over his body.
Beehives?
Yes, because that's what you get, beehives on your body.
Was that his hairdo? Did he wear a beehive?
I can't talk to
you. I don't actually believe this. That sounds like one of those things where like if somebody said, all right, I'm going to read you a couple of stories, you guess which one is real? I wouldn't guess that one.
Well, it's true. Serious.
Did you find it?
And to confirm the diagnosis, doctors literally put ice on his chest for 5 minutes. And the area around where the ice was all broke out in hives.
And he died.
That was
a bad experiment.
He's fine. Yeah.
This will kill him, so let's expose him to this.
So I feel like if there is anything in my future that I might potentially be allergic to, I think it might be cold.
Really? Okay.
So we should probably get up here.
We'll find out when we're shoveling this year.
Yep.
I should mess up my elbow again so I don't have to shuffle.
Go for it. You've already done it to me 2 years.
2 years in a row.
Yeah, so, you know, what the hell?
Anyway, so you don't think Garth Brooks gets sick of that song, huh?
No. Anyway. And I'm sure he's been asked that. So if you Google it, someone, I'm sure, in an interview 200 times has asked him.
Maybe if I had a chance to interview him, I would ask him that.
Have you ever asked him?
No.
Maybe we should.
Trisha and I did not bring up Garth when we were together for that passionate night.
Well, I'll reach out to Garth and see if I can make a connection.
You don't know Garth.
Don't know till you ask.
Do you want to? Did we talk about this before, which is nomophobia?
That sounds like that was one of the phobias we covered.
Yeah, remember? It was the fear of not having your phone.
Yeah, right? That was the Californians.
Right.
Yes, had that.
I'm going to be experiencing that probably in about a week.
Oh, for the love of God, it's going to be for like 2 hours.
It's going to be like 3 hours, first of all, okay? 50% more than the time you just estimated. Second of all, because after I had this phone for what, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
You're terrible with phones.
Yeah, I dropped it on a curb.
I don't know why you don't get one of those life cases and like wrap it in bubble wrap and, or just go with like the cheapy phones. What are they called? The track phones.
Well, if I wrapped it in bubble wrap, the pictures would look like hell.
But it's kind of like what you see without your glasses.
My away vision. When I couldn't
yes,
see.
Yes, as you in the past have called it, your away vision.
I can see things up close, but my away vision is terrible.
Who says that?
Me.
Yeah. Not Joseph. Distance.
Josef says that.
Yes, Josef.
But anyway, I dropped my phone, jacked up the screen completely. And I had a screen protector on there too, and it still chunked part of the screen and cracked it. And so, but I went to that You Break, I Fix place, and they ordered me a screen. It'll be in here next week sometime. And then they have to have my phone for like 3 hours to replace it. But I discovered something while I was there. Not only is it a lot of money to get your screen replaced, it's not cheap.
No, cheaper than a new phone.
But if you've ever thought about trying to mess with people in
public, I can't imagine that the people that work there have any sense of humor.
Listen, it's not even about that. It's just if you've tried to mess with people and it doesn't work because maybe your face gives it away or you can't keep a straight face and you smile, this is the time to do it. Everybody has a mask on.
Oh my God.
Go out there and do it. I encourage everybody to do this. Give sarcastic remarks. Make ridiculous comments to people and see how they react. It's so much fun. I enjoy this way too much. So,
that's no different whether we're in a mask or not. We do that.
Well, I know because we're good at it. But some people might not have the level of, you know, stone-faced sarcasm that we have. And it's worthwhile for them to try and maybe work that muscle while you're required to wear a mask, right?
Sure.
So I go in there, this guy's doing all the stuff, telling me what, you know, it's going to be in here, blah, 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 cost this much, all this stuff. And he says to me, he goes, you know, I've never actually changed the screen on that V60, if that's what, I think that's my model of phone. He goes, I've done the V50s, but, you know, I can't imagine it to be that much different. And I just straight face, I said to him, I go, then I want somebody else to change the screen. And he looked up at me and he didn't know what to say until I told him I was joking.
If I were him, I would have been like, yeah, well, fuck you. Go someplace else.
Oh, it was so hilarious. He's like,
You go ahead and try to do it yourself, buddy.
So everybody out there, if you normally crack a smile when you're trying to mess with someone, try some more with your mask on. Everybody should do it. It's so much fun to see the reactions that people get when you say something nonsensical or ridiculous to somebody. It's great.
Okay.
Truth. Also thought of this. This made me think of this next thing. What if a girl? Women have complained at times that, you know, you're only interested in me for my body or anything. This is the only time that's okay. You can't see their face. Most of them they have a mask on, so it's
no
okay.
One says you're only into me for my face. There's no woman right, that has ever said that.
Right, but I'm saying men get criticized for being interested maybe only in a woman's body. And, like, that's all I can see. I don't know what your face looks like. Of course I'm going to be interested.
Okay, so it's either their face or their body. There's no other dimensions on when it comes to a woman past that. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if you get both face and body, it's a win-win. But my point is...
But there's nothing else.
This should be the only time it's okay.
It's just the two.
What do you want me to say here? I feel like I'm just like digging a hole, walking into a trap.
Yeah, we already discussed your cremation. It's all right.
Oh, God. Anyway. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking there? You look like you had something that was about to pop.
No, I got nothing.
You got nothing? That's scary.
I have a reminder on my phone.
About?
And I gotta call my mom, remind her to take out the garbage.
Oh, Jesus.
This is what my life has come to.
Oh, my God. This is great.
Yep.
Yesterday we were watching The Bourne Supremacy a little bit, right?
Oh, God, this is such a horrible movie. I don't know why you put it on. Blech.
Take that back.
No.
Those are great movies.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I've watched them in part, I don't know, 800 dozen times. I didn't really like them enough to watch them more than twice.
Okay, so anyway, we were watching that. And at one point, he was tailing some person at the airport or from a hotel, and they got into a vehicle and left, and he hopped into a cab and started following them. How much would it suck to be a cab driver and for somebody to go, follow that vehicle?
Dude, that's like the most exciting thing they've done like all day. They're like,
oh my
sweet.
God, what have I fucking gotten myself into?
No way. That's the worst thing. That would be awesome.
Really?
Yes.
Because it always ends up in like a chase or a gunfight or something like that.
Yeah. How cool is that?
No, it's not cool at
all. That was super cool.
I think the driver would be like, oh man, come on, really?
He could tell him to get out.
I think that other guy, his cab is faster. You should go get his cab. That would be terrible.
You have zero sense of adventure.
That's not adventurous. That's like a sense of death or something. No. Something bad's going to happen.
No.
Anybody says follow that vehicle, bail. It's terrible.
Nope. Adventure. Live on the edge. Have you ever lived on the edge?
The edge of insanity.
No. No, do exciting things.
That's not exciting to me. That's terrifying. What's exciting? If somebody hopped into my car and said,
what is exciting?
Follow that car.
What's your idea of living on the edge?
What is my idea of living? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't thought about it, clearly.
There's something exciting. You're 48 years old. You've never thought about it. You don't know what living on the edge is. What is it to you? Is it kayaking in the lake with me?
That's close, probably. Yeah, because sometimes that's sketchy as hell. That's true. Yeah, it's not that, though. It's not driving my car and somebody hopping in and saying, follow that vehicle or follow that car. That's scary, and it's a death trap, and you're
in
trouble.
It's not a death trap.
It is.
It might result in a really, really big tip.
Right. And that tip could be, you know, what goes to your family after you die.
Again, back to the we've already planned your cremation.
Your tip becomes an inheritance, unfortunately, so.
You know, better than nothing.
It's not good.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Is it time for my creepy Facebook Marketplace post of the week?
Yeah, you know, we need to get like bumper music cues so that we can have like a theme song or a thing song. Yeah, for the Facebook
segment. Yeah.
I'll work on that.
Okay. I don't know what it sounds like, but
I'll figure that out. We'll leave that to me.
Okay.
Anyway, yes, it is time because I have a segment after this as well, I think. Oh, boy. I'm going to do a new segment, but let's hear yours.
Mine? Do you know that people... They sell lots of stuff on Facebook Market. Like, lots of stuff.
Yes.
Like all kinds of stuff. Like, household stuff. Outdoor stuff. Vehicles. All kinds of stuff.
So, you're saying there's all kinds of stuff on Facebook
Market? All kinds of stuff.
Gotcha. Just to be clear.
But this is like, not just one item. This is, like, a whole category of creepiness. Underwear.
For real? Like, used?
Well, see, yes, some of it has been previously used. Like, some of it is, I don't know, I guess people out there, I don't know if they buy stuff in bulk, if they are, I don't know, some sort of distributors, retailers that sell stuff that is new. Yes, there's a lot of stuff out there that is, like, new. A lot of it is, like, lingerie kind of stuff, a lot of thongs, crap like that. But there is also... very obviously used stuff. And you know what? I don't know why women are selling their bras.
Because creeps are probably buying them.
I don't know, but there's a market for them because there's a lot of women selling used bras. Uh-huh.
You know who?
By like the vet. I don't know if they like splurged and went to Victoria's Secrets one day on a binge and said, oh, I'm buying all this stuff because I want to look super sexy. And then realized a week later they can't pay their rent. So they decided to post five of those.
I look juicy, but I can't pay for gas. So I need to sell these.
I've got no food. So,
man.
Yeah. There's a lot of that.
You know
too.
Who's buying some of those used women's thongs or whatever?
Creepers.
People, men who wear robes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You describe them accurately as creepers. You're right. But probably a lot of creeps in robes combing through those Facebook Marketplace ads looking for stuff like that.
They're not buying the women's bras.
No, I they're said
buying,
underwear.
They're buying some other man's thong. Bahamic. Yes.
Bahamic.
Bahamics.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tommy Bahamic.
God. For the love
so
of
that's
God.
The so that's that the is the creepy marketplace.
Yeah. Uh huh. So if you're ever in need of some used, which reminds me of a Drake and Josh episode. Do you remember the episode?
No, I don't.
Oh,
not
come on!
Right now, at least.
The episode where Walter bought some. He was trying to save money, so he bought some used underwear.
Oh yeah.
And he was boiling it in a big pot on
that's
the stove.
So gross.
Yeah.
It's a great show, though.
Oh, yes, it is. And so, someone tasted it, thinking it was soup.
Gross.
It great was
poop
show.
Soup. Yeah. Or split pea soup. No?
You know what? Split pea soup's not that bad.
Yeah, but if it's human pea, it's not
that's
that
disgusting.
Good. Well, it was underwear.
Anyways, did you say you had a segment you wanted to add to the show now?
I think I do. And I think each week we'll probably be able to find something for this. But one thing specifically made me think that it would be a good idea to do this.
And what is that, Joseph?
And that is celebrity death updates.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah. Why did you say that?
Rest in peace, whoever the super famous person is that just died this
week. I think people need to know. Anyway. Sean Connery is dead.
Yes, he is.
So I was listening to the radio and it was replaying some Trump stuff. And it was Trump. I think it was Trump on like Rush Limbaugh or something when they were somebody was playing that. But he was talking about all the things that he's had to like, you know, fight, all the ways they've tried to get him and this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of saying that kind of thing, he said, he kept saying beat off.
What?
He's like, I had to beat off Russia. I had to beat off whatever all the things he thinks are. He kept saying beat off, and it was hilarious. So if somebody hasn't made a sound clip of that yet,
okay,
they
wait
absolutely
a minute. What
need
the hell
to.
Does that have to do with Sean Connery's death?
Nothing. That was the update. He died.
Oh, for the love of God.
So, yeah, Trump was just saying he had to beat off, and he said it like on five different things.
He's
it
an
was,
old man. He doesn't know what he's saying.
He's an old man. He probably can't beat off. Melania, where's the pills? I got to beat off Russia.
Oh, my God. You have such issues.
It was so funny.
Oh, my God.
Just to hear him say beat off that many times was worth it.
He was probably doing it intentionally.
Maybe. Maybe he was doing it while he was saying it.
Maybe.
Oh, boy. So, oh, I do have to correct something from last week. I would not, and ironically.
You have a correction.
Yeah. Ironically, it was when I was correcting you.
Imagine that.
We were talking about The Mandalorian, and you said it was Baby Yoda, and I'm like, it's not Baby Yoda. I said, it's called the infant, which was wrong. It's actually called the child. So I, Murphy's Law, right?
Mm.
You said something wrong. I tried to be a smart ass about
than
it.
Now,
and
yeah.
Then, well, I don't know if
trying
it's that.
Trying to make corrections when you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground.
Wow.
Ha, pulled out the old, I don't know. Is that a Polish thing? I don't know.
And you get mad at me for saying back in the day? You just pulled out your ass from a hole in the ground?
I don't know. It's one of those stupid sayings
oh
your parents.
God.
You know the things your parents used to say? It's one of the things my parents, used to say.
My parents didn't say that. They used to say, you're adopted. We don't really like you. You were an accident.
I can't blame them. All of which are probably true.
You're a demon. My parents didn't. They weren't nice.
And none of that is true. Your parents would never say that to you. They're incredibly nice people.
They've changed.
No, oh, for the love of God.
They were terrible.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Did you know this is truth?
Don't you point your grubby little finger at me.
Don't you point your filthy green sausages at me. Little Shrek 2 reference there, people. That there was, I don't have the doctor's name. I did look this up to confirm that it was true, but it was the doctor who discovered that clean hands prevented the spread of disease ended up being thrown in a mental institution for his crazy ideas. He had a lot of like strange against the
norm,
run of the mill ideas back. What was it? Probably 1800s, probably.
Yeah.
And one of them was that clean hands helped prevent the spread of these types of diseases. But at some point, he either, I can't remember what the story was, he either had like a nervous breakdown or something like that, and like these other doctors use it as an excuse to like throw him in an asylum. And that's where, yeah.
So clean hand dude was committed.
Yep.
All right.
So it's probably safe to say that the medical community washed their hands of him at that point, right?
I think it's time to end things now.
Like our marriage, or?
It's all up for discussion.
That is true, though. It is very true.
What was his name?
I don't know. I did look it up. I don't know. Maybe it's one of my open
tabs.
You
can't bring stuff like that to the table and come in half-assed informed.
Oh, dude, half-assed is my life. What are you talking about?
No, no.
Yeah, I don't.
No, I'm the one that's supposed anymore. To shoot by the hip. You're supposed to be like all fully prepared.
Prepared?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You show up with like notes and notes and notes.
It doesn't show. It doesn't seem like it when we're talking.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, the other day, I told you this is going to be a random thoughts thing. We're driving by a cemetery, and you know what I thought? Guess.
I don't know.
These people are dead to me. These are the things that go through my mind.
Oh, boy.
What?
I don't know, but we should go do like a nighttime walk past, and we probably should have done it over the weekend on Halloween when it was a full moon, past the cemetery down the street.
Are you fucking high?
No, why?
Why would you do that?
Because it's haunted.
Right. Are you fucking high? Yes.
Yeah.
No. We're not doing that ever.
Well, she's never harmed anyone. Do you know that the house next to the cemetery is as well haunted?
Go on. That was it.
Well, what else? That's it.
How do you know this?
It was an article in the West Seneca Historical Society did.
Really?
Yeah. They actually had some paranormal people coming through, and they did a little investigation there of the cemetery in the house, because the people in the house were saying, you know, some stuff was going on. So, yeah, it is confirmed. It is not just the cemetery. It is also the house next door.
And paranormal people are people that are, like, missing legs? Is that right? How did they help with the investigation about ghosts?
How did I marry you?
I'm thinking of paralegals. Never mind.
How did I marry you?
I don't know.
Where did I find
Maybe you're me? Under a witch's spell.
Could be. Maybe you're the witch.
Whoa.
Dun, dun, dun.
Anyway, yeah, the story, there's a cemetery from the old Ebenezer Society of West Seneca. That's but
for anyone who's not aware, we live in the hamlet of Ebenezer.
Yeah, the HOE.
That's right.
But it's like six houses away from us, maybe seven?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's just on the
street. And there's graves from like the 1830s and 40s and stuff. It's kind of cool to go through. But apparently at one point on those grounds, there was an Indian
prior to
woman,
the Ebenezers.
Yeah, when it was the Indian land.
Yes.
That there was an Indian woman there who practiced some questionable medicinal things, and people thought she was a witch.
Yes.
And she ended up getting murdered because of that.
Yes.
And now they say she haunts the spot where her cabin was.
Right.
And
because the Ebenezers, after the Indians moved on, I guess, or the Ebenezers took over the
I think they
the
bought
reservation.
The land from them, yes.
Yeah, they took over the reservation. They resumed, because after her death, they stopped using her cabin, the Indians. But when the Ebenezers came in, they started using it again, and they, you know, noticed some stuff going on.
Yeah,
and
weird
stuff.
Once
it was confirmed that there was some paranormal activity, they burned it down.
Yep.
They were like, nope,
was
we
that
ain't
like
dealing
a,
with this.
Like a Maury Povich thing where, like, the results are the house is haunted.
Dun, dun, dun.
You are a haunted house.
Yep.
Maybe.
Next thing you know, flames.
Yeah. But apparently she's still
She is still
area.
There, yes.
And the house next door to it?
That's what they said, yeah.
By her?
I they didn't specify,
that's
but
that
the
house
article
where,
was linked, yes.
That's that house with the dog.
Uh-huh. The pink one.
And they still live there. Ooh. I'd be moving if that shit was real.
I don't know. They walk their dog past the house. We've spoken with these people before.
We have. Yeah. In fact, just this past Saturday when I was raking, they were walking the dog.
See?
And the lady...
She has even stopped to ask me about my bird bath.
Yeah. She asked me if I was interested in coming in raking her yard. And I hit her in the head with the rake, and she ran off crying.
Great.
Yeah.
And now the witch is going to come and get you.
No, the witch will be happy that I'm terrorizing the same person that she is.
No, they've probably made peace with the witch.
No, but we've said that, that in our house, that because our house, you know, it's an old house. It was essentially one family. And it was built by this gentleman in 1924, and he lived here, and then his daughter lived here afterwards. She never married, all this stuff, right? It's essentially a one-owner home for that's 96 years old.
Right, yes.
But we've said that even if it is haunted or if there are spirits here, that they're going to be friendly to us because we've done so much to keep the house original. Sure. Like we've taken, you know, mm-hmm. bits of our soul, it seems like, to do all the work on this place
yeah.
to keep it looking original, to keep it authentic to the time, everything like that. So we may be haunted too, but they're probably maybe sitting here right now going like, yeah, you're right, man. You guys did a great job with this house.
Maybe.
I think that's the case. Yeah. Good story. I like that. The witch. So you want to walk through there sometime, like in the night when it's dark?
Yeah, why not?
Because it's haunted. That's why not.
Yeah, but they can't really. I mean, she's not going to hurt us.
Really?
Yeah. I've lived in haunted houses before. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So I was reading this thing, and this is funny to me because... whatever it was, in Today in Sports History type thing, and it was from this week at some point, the past couple of days, said, Earl Lloyd becomes the first black player to play an NBA game in 1950. 1950, the first black NBA player.
Okay.
The NBA was formed in 1946.
Okay.
So it took them 4 years to have a black player in the league.
Yep. And then they took it over.
Oh, Jesus. They? God damn. All right, take it easy, man. Jeez. What do you
saying.
Mean, you people? Jesus Christ.
They're better at basketball than we
folks,
are.
Folks, thanks for listening to our last podcast. I think it's we're going to get canceled.
It's true.
I just think it's funny that it took 4 years. This guy, Earl Lloyd, was 6'5", 200 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
an
he's just a
tall
lean dude.
Yeah.
Tall dude. And he was drafted by the Washington Capitals. Like, all these goofy freaking white dudes that were playing the game back then with their glasses and headbands and all that whatever shit.
Glasses and headbands. Why were they, why did you get a Christmas wearing glasses?
That's the way it was back then. But, so you think the one owner is like, whew, man, I know he's black, but that dude, he's tall and he's fast and he can jump. I don't know. What do you guys think? Should we take a chance on this? How silly is that? It took 4 years. Somebody who's probably clearly more athletic and better at the game than anybody else who was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all because he was black. It's so. It's just funny to me. Yeah. It was just funny.
It's
like,
weird.
What a different time. That was only 70 years ago.
Yep.
That's crazy. Yeah. That owner was like, oh, boy, I might take some heat for this, but. Because you're really fucking good at basketball. Oh, shit. Yeah. Anything else going on?
Hmm.
Can I tell you one more silly thing that always goes through my head?
Oh, God. I get so scared when you talk about things in your head.
They're always dumb. They're not scary. They're
well,
always dumb.
They scare me.
So there's a sign at work in the one bathroom that says, please put the toilet seat down. And then as you turn around to like leave, it says, did you put the seat down?
Okay.
I always feel like I want to follow the rules. I think it's important that when you're working for someone that you do what you're told. And if there's a sign that said, did you put the seat down? I always turn and insult the seat.
You're an asshole.
That would be a good one for the seat. I'll say, you're the worst seat I've ever seen. I wouldn't take a shit on you if you paid me.
Of course not, because you only do
I've seen better seats in train stations. So I always put the seat down. It's very important for me to follow the rules. And if they're telling me to put the seat down, I'm going to do it, by God.
You realize we just lost all our listeners. Like, everyone, whoever may have potentially been listening, they're like, I'm out. Stop. Done. They're cutting out.
Listen, it's a long play game here, this podcast. Not everyone is going to love everything. Mm-hmm. But if I'm recording this and I have a week to prepare material and this is the random stuff that goes through my mind, that's what's getting talked about, man.
I see.
What would you say if you saw a sign that said, did you put the seat down at work?
Well, first of all, I'm wondering, why is the seat up in the ladies' room?
Well, it's not ladies' room. It's a unisex.
Oh,
Unitarian,
okay. Yeah.
Unilateral.
They should all be that way, by the way.
Whoa, look at you, all progressive and whatnot. Woo!
Well, it's not like in home. Do you have separate ones? No. You go in and you lock the door anyways, right? It's just like the family ones that they have. They should just have a bunch of those.
Okay. But anyway.
Listen, as a parent of a son, the family bathrooms are much better.
Yes, when they're little.
Yes.
Not when they're 19 and 18 or whatever.
Well, no.
Yeah,
but why weird. Can't you just have a bunch of those instead? Because you know why? Because the line in the ladies' room is always 800 people deep, and there's never a line in the men's room. So that's totally unfair, and we need to make this an even playing field. And they're all just bathrooms.
Are you drawing a line in the sand on this? Did I cross the line? You're going to line me up like a firing squad, aren't you?
Hell yeah.
We should probably snort a line beforehand.
No, who are you?
Josefe, whatever you said before.
No, it's
Jose.
Jose. Do you not know how your name is spelled?
Jose.
It's spelled Jose.
That's great entertainment, those last 10 seconds. Just hear us going. Good thing we got freaking spit.
You've got
cards.
A weird name. What do you want from me?
It's a weird name? We have two like very normal names. That's not weird.
Your name is Jose.
My name is probably one of the most common names in the world.
It is. It's a biblical
other
name,
than like
why.
Muhammad. Whatever it is, Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
But that's okay. You're bounced out by your oddly middle name.
How dare you?
What?
My middle name is my grandfather's name.
Which is super cool, but it's not very common. I got an old lady name.
You do?
Mm-hmm. It was old lady before I was even born.
So it sounds like the kids are planning something for this anniversary episode coming up in a couple weeks. Sounds like there might be some things in the works when they join us on this podcast. I don't know, but I got that impression when they were here on Friday. I know,
I'm
me
scared.
Too.
Whose idea was this? That's a good thing we don't do this live.
Yeah. Oof.
But
it's going
to
be fun
the
still.
Whole thing if we have to.
But we still have to, and we got to end this soon. Like, really soon. I still think that at some point, maybe for like our 25th or something like that, that we play our very first podcast and do like Mystery Science
commentary.
Theater 3000 kind of commentary to it.
We could do that.
Yeah, I think that would be
Mystery
fun.
Science Theater was awesome.
It was. I don't know if they still do that. It got rebooted like a year or two ago with Jonah Ray, a comedian. But I never watched it, but I know it got like rebooted. So I don't know if it's still on there. It was on Netflix, I think. But
You never watched the original or the reboot?
I never watched the reboot. The original I used to watch all the time.
Yeah, that was funny.
What was the name? Joel Hodgson? Was that the first guy? It was so good.
I don't know.
Tom Servo and Crow. And then what was the plant's name? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
It's a great show.
But I'm old. I can't remember.
I think we should do that where we were playing it and then we kind of pause and make comments.
We
as
could probably
going.
Do that.
That would be fun.
Maybe different.
Yeah.
Just take some
so,
clips.
Listen, if you're listening to this one right now, don't go back and listen to episodes 1 and 2. One, because they're probably terrible, but two, the sound quality is horrible. I finally figured out how to really download and mix everything on the third episode, so it sounds a lot better than it did. But I'll have to like re-engineer the first episode so that it actually sounds good before we even do that. So I got some work to do. We got like 9 episodes to go before we do that.
Yeah, it's not, you know.
Listen, it's important to me.
All right, whatever.
Jesus. All right, I think we're done here.
Okay.
Feel good?
Sure.
Aw, neat. Well, I guess I will talk to you and see you next week.
Yep, right back here in the studio. Boom. Doing what we do.
You know we do what we do.
When we do what we do.
That's Scrubs what I'm reference. Talking about. All right, Lee.
Eagle!
Just do an episode of all Scrubs references.
Yeah, we could.
We could pull that off.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
That's who we should get at.
What?
If we ever have guests, that's who we should try.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sure we can get one of them on as a guest.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What? Right after Garth Brooks.
Oh, fuck him. He's going to just come on here and be like, you guys want to hear Friends in Low Places? God damn it, no.
He'd be like, hell yeah.
You hack. And Trisha would all be over here hitting on me again like she did back in the day.
Yeah, well, you know what? When we get divorced, I get to keep the show anyways, and you're going to be replaced with Garth. Boom.
See you next week, folks. Bye.
Bye.